Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Time away from the set of Pirates of the Caribbean to visit a children's hospital in Australia. This 52-year-old actor kind of gets it. One of the children in the hospital this is a children's hospital, so there are a lot of people in there, young people, who are not going to make it out. So Depp went in dressed as...
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yes, as Max Goodduck, as Jack Sparrow.
I was going to say Edward Scissorhands and scared all the kids.
To give more haircuts.
Yeah. But isn't that nice? I mean, I heard a story last week. I think my son was telling the story about The Rock. I didn't tell the story on the air, I don't think. He is doing very well and credits his success intelligently to the audience. Whether it's his wrestling fans that have followed him, maybe that's the core of the people that go to see his movies. But now, he's the number one wish for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. When there's somebody, a youngster who's terminally ill, and they are asked by the Make-A-Wish Foundation, who would you like to see, meet, or what would you like to do, the number one request is for The Rock. So apparently he has bought a private plane. When he gets done, whatever his daily duties are, anything that's within 2,000 miles of where he is, he'll get on the plane, fly to wherever this youngster is.
So awesome.
And do the Make-A-Wish thing for an hour or so, and then fly back again to wherever. He lives in Miami, but he's apparently...
That's incredible.
It really is, when you think about it. He only sleeps 3 or 4 hours a night, gets up every morning at 4 o'clock to do his workout.
He's got to work out, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Wow. You know, it's just so refreshing to hear about celebrities that aren't just capital jerks.
Right.
You know? It's nice to hear about people that care. Yep. I mean, Rich talks a lot about New Kids on the Block doing great things for their fans who start to get sick in their 40s, you know, which is their fan base now. Yeah. You have The Rock. I mean, I think it's really cool. Taylor Swift does a lot of that.
But think about that, though. I started to think about this when my friend died of cancer and New Kids on the Block were so great. I mean, they called her, they texted her, she had a couple of them direct cell phone numbers, and they do this for a lot of their fans because it just happens a lot now. Yeah. Their fans are getting into the 40s, unfortunately. Yeah. But think about The Rock. If he's their most requested kid's wish, what does that do to your life that you're going to do this on a regular basis? What does that do to your psyche if you're New Kids on the Block and you are corresponding with people that you know aren't going to be here in a year? Or The Rock, if you with kids, you're seeing them once, twice a week or twice, three times a month, and you know that's got to be tough for them.
You have to kind of adapt Doug's Power of Now attitude, though, because you have to kind of realize you make people, you have to appreciate every day in your life.
Yep.
Yeah. But you also have to not be a jerk so that you brighten everybody else's day today as well.
It takes a special person to be able to see that and realize that.
Do a Wikipedia search
on Dwayne Johnson and see where he came from. My mind is going to take me back. I don't have it in front of me, but you'll check it anyway.
We've had him on the show twice.
He's a wonderful guy.
And with warm, no doubt, the most down-to-earth, nicest guy
very warm
we've ever had on the show.
So, but it's because of his roots, and that's why
he comes from a family of wrestlers.
Yeah, his father and grandfather, mm-hmm. the Samoans.
Samoans.
But I'm trying to remember what else there was, piecing the puzzle together. He has great values. I do not believe he is still married, but he has a daughter, and that's the other thing that he does.
Right.
When his daughter is involved in any kind of sports activity, any school activity, he makes sure he's there. Doesn't make any difference where he's shooting, what he's doing that day, gets on that plane, and he goes to where his daughter is to be there as witness for what...
I think he played for Florida, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he was in Miami. Born in Hayward, California. His father and grandfather were both wrestlers, and his grandmother was a female wrestler, taking over the Polynesian Pacific Pro Wrestling after her husband's death in 1982. So, yeah.
Yeah. Good story. That's a good story. Like that story.
Well, his father is a black Nova Scotian, mm-hmm. and his mother is a Samoan.
Yep. Yeah. So... there's something to be said for all the good works that people do.
That makes a pretty man, by the way.
Good,
I can't say enough nice things about just how authentic he is.
All right, here's a story from Oklahoma. Governor Fallon says the Ten Commandments monument at the Capitol will stay there despite the Supreme Court ruling. The state Supreme Court said it violates the Constitution and must be taken down. There's another one of these foolish circumstances. This reminds me of the flag debate, same kind of thing. Story is that Governor Fallon and the Attorney General there, Scott Pruitt, asked the Supreme Court to reconsider their 7-2 decision that was handed down after a challenge from the ACLU. Three plaintiffs involved in this. Lawmakers have filed legislation to let people vote on whether to remove a portion of the state constitution cited in the ruling. It says, quote, no public money or property shall ever be appropriated, applied, donated, or used directly or indirectly for the use, benefit, or support of any sect, church, denomination, or system of religion, or for the use, benefit, or support of any priest, preacher, minister, or other religious teacher or dignitary or sectarian institution as such.
I swear, the ACLU, they need to change their name. It seems like all they do is constantly attack Christian beliefs.
I don't agree with that.
I don't think they ever
stand up for a lot of people that are lost causes, a lot of people. It just
they
seems
might,
like
they
the news
like
media, the right wing, well, they don't like Christians.
That's kind of a
blanket
statement.
Show me, okay, all right, if you want to prove me wrong, let me know the last time they defended a Christian.
I don't, do they do it by, is it Christian versus non-Christian? It may be that some of the things that come up like this, which do seem to fly in the face of whether I agree with it or you agree with it, I don't care about these things, frankly. It nauseates me that people spend this much time and energy to try to tear something down that really, it really doesn't mean any, how can you say something like that offends you? However, there's a difference between what we feel and what the law is, as we all know. We're all challenged by many things that are in the law that we don't like. If the law says you can't abridge religion and government, then if that's the law, you don't like it, change it. Otherwise, the ACLU is on firm ground here, and the governor is not. And so this is flying in the face of, it may be what the public wants. It's like the Constitution. It's the same, I mean, the Confederate flags, the same kind of stuff. Either you have laws, and I don't want to be a hypocrite here. There are plenty of laws that I have, I don't want to say broken, but not adhered to when it comes to driving and things like that.
Not broken. I just wasn't adhering to them.
Well,
Your
I was
Honor.
In, yeah, right. Right. Yeah. It was a bad day, Your Honor. But you know what I'm saying. I think that this is something that we give way too much mileage and credit to the ACLU and to the other sides as well. And there are many more important things that need our attention. I'm not disputing this story with you, Jennifer, because I don't really have the facts to dispute it.
There's a website called ACLUFightsForChristians.com.
Uh-huh. And so what'd you find there?
Just headlines. ACLU Fights for Christian denied TN scholarship. just a white page.
Well, that's appropriate.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of headlines where they claim to have helped people.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it.
But it's just funny that they have to have a website defending
nobody
that
thinks they
in a moment.
Right, yeah.
The ACLU defends Ramadan. That's next on Good Day.
Being there matters. In your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
Do you love to drive?
If the answer is yes, then you want to wear the same shoes as some of the world's highest-profile race drivers, Piloti. Piloti Shoes offers the patented roll control technology, blending comfort and performance with sleek design. With every shift and every step, Piloti has you covered. Are you ready to step into the driver's seat? Get your pair or become an authorized dealer today. Visit PilotiUSA.com.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Rich McFadden, Napoleon Hill, the author of so many books that give people so much hope and give directions on how to be successful, wrote, "A leader is a dealer in hope." Isn't that cool? A leader is a dealer in hope.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So a couple of items from the world of technology. Instagram.
I kind of like Instagram, actually.
You know,
don't use it much, but I like
too, but
the
I'm
concept.
A little bit frustrated by it because of the quality of the pictures. And you would think that a social media...
Don't they all use the same technology, digital technology?
Yeah, but they're using lower pixels. Until now, they've been using 640 by 640 quality pictures.
Yeah.
And what's happening is a lot of phones that are coming out, like the iPhone 6 or the bigger Androids, spread those small pixel pictures up and they don't look too good. So Instagram announced this week that they would be rolling out slowly, starting with the iPhone 6 Plus, the 1080 by 1080 pictures. And it's just funny because I sit here and I'm like, this is weird. Here's a social media network that is primarily based on pictures, and yet the quality of the pictures that they serve are terrible.
Stuff. Not good.
They're taken care
of.
So
how does it compare with Pinterest, the quality?
Pinterest has full resolution pictures.
Really?
Yeah, beautiful pictures. Huh?
So would it, if Instagram doesn't improve, does that mean they're dead?
No, because Instagram and Pinterest are very different social media networks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a big Pinterest person, but I do like Instagram.
I am for recipes.
Because you can post a picture on Instagram, and then you can also you share it automatically between Facebook and Twitter. So it's
right.
A pretty easy way to post stuff.
Your picture gets cropped in Instagram.
I know.
If you go that way.
Kind of like the one that we use for my personal professional thing. My head cropped off the top.
So that's what happens. Another little interesting thing that Facebook is changing.
Thank you.
One of the designers at Facebook is a woman, and she realized if you go to Facebook and you look up in the top blue bar where you see the silhouette of the little man and the woman there that gives you notifications for friend requests, this woman noticed that the woman had smaller shoulders and was behind the man. Kind of like...
Where they should be, Rich.
Right, exactly.
Make me a sandwich.
She is redesigning the silhouette thing. So you'll notice that over the next month that the woman will be standing kind of at the same distance as the man, not kind of following him behind. But I never even looked at that before, and her designer notices it and decides to make a change.
Good.
We just like watching you walk away.
Hitting it out of the park. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most successful television acting careers in the history of the medium belongs to one Thomas Selleck. I think his middle name is James. I don't know that, but for some reason that sticks with me. Who said, "Never forget a success, no matter how small. They help crowd out negative thinking that ruins self-confidence." Here's a guy that seems to have a lot of self-confidence. You're enjoying him now in Blue Bloods, but he's still doing those Jesse whatever movies.
Jesse Stone movies.
Movies.
Wow.
Yeah, he's very accomplished, very confident, and one of the most popular people in the landscape of television today.
Wow, he's 70.
Is he 70? No.
Yeah.
Wow.
He looks
awesome.
You know, it's weird for me to say this because he's a hot man. He looks so much like my dad, but I'm going to just say he's hot walk away.
Okay, good.
Right. He's in a little bit of trouble, though, today, Dougie. Big story at the L.A. Times. And all over the Hollywood Reporter and all the trades, Tom Selleck apparently has been caught stealing water. You know, California is in a major drought, and we have a lot of water restrictions. Tom Selleck has a big old ranch in Hidden Valley, California, which is in Ventura, kind of in the Thousand Oaks area of Ventura County.
Inland, and it's the desert.
It's not the 101. No.
What? The 101 is out of the Thousand Oaks of the desert. It's on its way to the mountains.
Desert.
Huh? You don't think that's the desert? I would say out where you are is the desert, too.
Oh, no.
In the mountains?
No, the desert's Palm Desert. Anyway, as part of the Caleguas Municipal Water District, and there's a complaint that's been filed this week in Ventura County Superior Court that on more than a dozen occasions, that means more than 12 for you counting at home, since 2013, a white truck filled up at a Thousand Oaks fire hydrant and hauled the water to Tom Selleck's 60-acre ranch in Westlake Village. So he's got some guys in a truck going out and using fire hydrant water so he can water his avocado. He makes no secret about this ranch. I've seen several TV shows with people doing tours of his avocado property. Which, by the way, he doesn't eat the avocados. To document this alleged theft, the water district spent nearly $22,000 to hire a private investigator, according to the complaint. It's filed against Tom Selleck and his wife, Jillie Mack, and they are barred now from using water from the hydrant because their property is located in a different water district. They're in the Hidden Valley.
So go to a fire hydrant in your own district, then. What's wrong with that?
Well, at least they can charge him for it then.
Yeah.
But don't you need like special tools to open up a fire hydrant?
Yeah,
A wrench. You can do it with a plumber. Just a wrench, you can get it open. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess before filing the complaint, they tried to get him to stop doing it, but he just kept, he ignored it and just kept going.
Rolling.
Wow.
All right. Video, speaking of awesome things, video of the day today at DougStephan.com is from the folks at Hype Lead, who get a very interesting response on their iPhone from Siri when they ask, what is 0 divided by 0? Didn't we do this the other day on the air here?
It seems to be and what does she say?
All right, here's the audio from the video of the day, Richie. The video of the day, you got to see.
What is 0 divided by 0?
Imagine that you have 0 cookies and you split them evenly among 0 friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
That's a real response from Siri?
Real. My mom was doing it last week, yeah.
So if anybody, Richie, where's your iPhone?
Right here.
Can you, what is 0 divided by 0? And see what Siri said. We got about 35 seconds.
Siri, what is 0 divided by 0?
Imagine that you have 0 cookies and you split them evenly among 0 friends.
I thought this was all, they were all individual.
See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
Isn't that amazing? That's kind of like the, you know, this is one of the most amazing tools ever devised by man.
You're certainly welcome.
That you can talk into Siri or into the iPhone and get an answer. It's like Googling an address. I'm sorry, like using the GPS to Google an address. It just fascinates me that it can be done so quickly. 28 after the hour and good day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the track, even 1/100 of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's our most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out about your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Some of it useless, some of it useful. Okay, what you want? Which do you want first? Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I are here. You can have useful information or useless information. Which would you like first?
Useless.
Yeah. Useless information.
Please.
All right, who goes first? You want me to go first?
Sure, since it's your game.
You specialize in useless information, so.
I don't remember asking you for your
opinion.
You're going
to tell us about what kind of cereal you just ate?
No, I did that last hour, but thanks very much. That's very good, Jennifer. This comes from the Historical Perspective Department. All right? I'm going back in history to this date in 1881 when druggist Edward Berner of Two Rivers, Wisconsin, his drugstore was open, but there was a law. You could not serve on the soda fountain on the Sabbath anything that had soda in it, anything that had sparkle or what do we call it, carbonated. You couldn't serve carbonated. Mm-hmm. For whatever the reason, it was against like the blue laws. And so customers could not have these flavored soda waters that they desired. So Mr. Berner had a customer come in and ask...
His first name is Bunsen.
Okay, continuing the tradition of useless information. So Mr. Berner decided he was going to do something for... This customer was complaining, how can you... Well, what's the story? Well, you can't do it because it's against the law. So he had ice cream, and he had put ice cream into soda water and flavored it, but because he couldn't use soda water, mm-hmm. he put in a dish some ice cream. He put syrup on the top of it, chocolate at the time. That was the only kind of syrup he had. And he put some sprinkles on top of it and gave it to his customer who was complaining about not being able to have soda water. And the customer said, "This is terrific. You should make more of these." "No, I can only do this on Sunday." Thus, the origination of the sundae.
The ice cream.
The ice cream sundae.
Wow.
Started on this Sunday.
Wow.
Is that true?
1881. Wow. That is completely true. Richie, you can check it out. Edward Burner, Two Rivers, Wisconsin.
First name Bunsen.
And the spelling was changed because they didn't want religious conflict. Sunday was all about religion.
But who was the genius that brought bananas and cherries into it?
I'm not sure about that. I don't think we've
mentioned. And those little sprinkling nuts.
Yep. So that's the origination. That's the story.
You just made my day.
Of the Sunday. All right.
Nice.
I'm glad I was able to make your day.
Wow.
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 Stop it.
All right. So Roberta now would like to update us on the latest news from Walt Disney World, where there is something exciting happening every day of the week.
Every day of the week was yesterday. Apparently, Walt Disney World at their Hollywood Studios theme park. You know, Walt Disney World has many, many theme parks, and Hollywood Studios is one of them.
Yeah.
They took down the Bill Cosby statue.
Really?
Yep. Uh-huh. Took it down. They
from
said,
statutory.
Okay. Huh. So big due to statutory. Yeah, we're not going to go there, but it is kind of funny. But yes.
Statutory.
Statutory.
I love to see how they did this. Did they, like, when they pulled down Saddam Hussein's statue?
Right, put a rope around it and yacked it. Actually, it was a bust of Bill Cosby. It wasn't the full, you know, the full body statue.
It was. The end of the Cosby Show, like one of the greatest TV shows in the 80s, is now never going to be seen again because of this.
Right.
Ever. They've already removed it from TV land.
Speaking of never being seen again, 45 Islamic State fighters.
The greatest story ever.
Wait. Hold on. Let's do some production quality here. Rich,
yeah.
Do you have the song Goodbye Earl by the Dixie Chicks?
I think so.
We need it. It's mood music. Just wait, Dougie. This is going to be so worth it.
Is this for the story that I'm doing?
Yes, for the story you're doing. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hold
Let's
on.
Do. I'll juggle. Here we go. Ready?
Right, you want to tell the story? You want me to?
I want you to hear the song first and then tell the story.
Okay. I don't know the song.
I think you do when it comes on. Here we go.
After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused.
Uh-oh.
She put on dark glasses, long sleeve blouses, and big boots to cover her fruit. Well, she finally got the nerve to file 44.
Keep it going. Hold on. Get ready. It's coming.
Right away, Mary Ann,
coming. The good part's coming. You'll see where I'm going. Okay, here we go. Ready?
And it didn't take long to decide that Earl had to die.
Together.
Wait,
one more? We have more?
Is it a dark wrapped up in the car, Earl? Mostly I was just looking for the black eyed peas. Tasted all right to me. Okay, back to you in the studio.
Let's see. How can we put this together? With a story
ISIS.
About Ramadan, 45 ISIS fighters died after eating a fast-breaking meal in Mosul yesterday. according to a spokesman.
So let's just rephrase that. They're starving, these guys, right? They've been fasting. They're hungry.
For Ramadan.
Right.
Very
hungry. Ramadan.
Right,
yeah.
Ramadan. Yep, so the Ramadan celebration's over. They sit down to a meal. There are 145 fighters there. The evening meal when Muslims end their Ramadan fast. Shortly afterward, 45 members dead on the floor. Spokesman said that they have not determined if the cause was food poisoning, and it may have been
really
deliberate.
Bad food poisoning.
Bad food poisoning. So anyway, this is the largest group of Muslims that have been poisoned, and that's a story and a half in and of itself.
Can you imagine? I really pretty much like the Dixie Chicks, didn't you?
All over the Middle East, right? All through Syria and Iraq right now, where ISIS fighters are, just ending their fast from Ramadan. They're hearing this story.
Right.
And they're like, you go first.
Yeah. Well, apparently, the Syrian army have posed as cooks, and they're infiltrating ISIS
right
camps,
yep,
and they're cooking and poisoning the food.
That is
a great idea.
Training them how to carry an M16.
Right. And teach them how to cook
and go into
and
battle
poison the food
and everything. Just teach them how to poison and cook.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The other way they're getting back at ISIS, I don't know if you've seen the story about the Syrian Women Battalion. Because they believe that that if you are killed by a woman, you will not get your 72 virgins in heaven or
really
where they go. Oh, yeah. So they are terrified of these women battalions because it's a disgrace to be killed by a woman. They are terrified of them. And the women are just like gangbusters.
Woo-hoo!
They want to get rid of these dudes.
Shoot them up.
That's great.
Shoot them up.
The annual convention of all things comic. Superheroes,
Comic-Con,
science fiction, fantasy, all start this week with the San Diego Convention Center being the site of this year's Comic-Con. Don't they normally have it there every
yes
year?
Yes, they do.
Same place,
yeah,
right?
They have one in New York as well.
Yeah. So all of these characters
but
are
the
real
nut jobs are in San Diego.
Yeah, the big one is San Diego.
Right. When you say nut jobs, why are you?
Well,
they
dress
up.
They're full
on crazy.
Really?
It's fun. It's cool. I'd love to go to it. But the people that dress up and get into it, they are the character.
On
oh
Friday,
the
they're going to
are
have
amazing.
A panel. Yeah, people really spend a lot of time and money. So on Friday, there's going to be a panel on this new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. J.J. Abrams will be there to talk to the fans about the latest in the Star Wars saga. So that should be very
you know
cool.
It's really interesting that Comic-Con is the place where a lot of these sci-fi movies go to.
Oh, get
watch the information and release information about their projects.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's big time stuff. Big time
it is
stuff
now. Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Doug, a friend
hey
of mine,
Rich.
I thought about you this for your grandson.
Yeah.
Remember Steve Wanzik? He used to be a producer here on the show like 10 years ago.
Barely, but I didn't
well,
remember.
He got married, had a baby, and his baby was just delivered, so he's decorating the nursery for the new baby. Steve is a huge Star Wars fan, so much so that one day he called in sick, and I said, okay, you're not going to be here today. And just on the way home, I decided to stop by because
he was there.
Day that The Phantom Menace was coming out, and everybody was waiting in line for tickets.
Right.
So I stopped by to see if I can pick up some tickets.
I remember
and realized
this.
The line is really, really long, and walking up in the line, and guess who's standing in line?
There he is.
Steve wanted it.
Right.
So I was just staring at him, and he turns around, and he's like, busted. And I said, get me four tickets.
Yeah, and you're all set.
So anyway, he's got this new baby, right?
Yeah.
I post a picture of the nursery.
Yeah.
For lights in the nursery, they are the, what do they call them? The lightsabers?
Yeah.
The little,
oh, how cool.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
how
in
cool.
The, in the thing, it says, I am your father, in between. And it's really cool. So he did the whole Star Wars theme for his little son, and it's the coolest thing.
Aww.
So if you search, if you Google it, just like Star Wars nurseries, it's really, really fun.
Good.
Let's be honest. He didn't do that for his son. He did it for himself.
Well, I absolutely did it for himself. It says, I am a Jedi. This is what it says right over the crib. I am a Jedi like my father before me. And then it's got two lightsabers on either side of it.
Cool. That's good. That's nice. That's
well,
helpful.
Fun.
Nothing wrong with that. 15 before the hour, 45 after on today's Good Day program.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. What would you do if a drunk driver rammed your car while you were sitting in it and then just drove away without stopping? Many of us would probably call 911, and then if we could, follow the driver to get the number on his license plate. That's exactly what a woman in Portland, Oregon did after she was hit late one night.
But as she was following the car, the drunk driver ran a stop sign and hit another car being driven by someone else who was also legally drunk. And a passenger in that car later died of his injuries. Now, the family of the person who died is suing not only the drunk driver who hit him, but also two bars that served the drunk driver alcohol that night, and the first driver who was hit. Why? Well, they claim the first driver shouldn't have followed the drunk driver after she was hit. Let's be fair, this is a tragic story, but the first driver who was hit was actually the only sober driver of all of them, and she didn't do anything illegal. Now she's being victimized again by the justice system. Find out more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4 liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge Brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. I thought, and I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteranCenter.org.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
47 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, with the story of a spacecraft that lands on the comet. Remember this big deal? Remember the European Space Agency pulled off this feat last fall? Now, there are reports coming out that we have at DougSteffen.com that the work being done by the spacecraft may indicate that there are alien life forms on the comet. Spacecraft had landed on the comet.
Really?
The comet was 67P, underwent a period of hibernation that ended just last month. And since this time, the indications are there may be, quote, an abundance of alien microbiology. Say it again, Doug. Microbial. I'll call it microbial. Microbial life on the comet's surface. The comet, let's see, there's a black crust that they find to be organic, according to the research. There are organisms in it and under it. Remember now, there's an icy surface on this. And
so
then,
it's not like little green guys, right?
No. This is all microbial stuff. This would be amoebas and things like that. Scientists carrying out computer simulations that suggest microbes could inhabit this part of the comet where the Philae is called, P-H-I-L-I-E, the Philae landed. The organisms contain antifreeze salts, so this could be why they've survived in 40 degree below centigrade, not Fahrenheit, 40 degree below centigrade in outer space. It's just frozen. Everything's
frozen.
But imagine that, finding using this thing that's the size of a washing machine, it pinpointed this comet that far out, and it's found life and getting information back here. I think that's so phenomenal. My God, is that phenomenal.
Wow.
Crazy.
All right, speaking of crazy, Richie, We were talking about the fellow in San Francisco, deported five times, shooting this woman. Here's one to trump that. A six-time illegal deportee charged in the felony hit-and-run of an Arizona mother and two children the other day. He admits to being high on marijuana, caused severe injuries to all the people, a five-year-old, two-year-old, the mother. This is the second of these incidents with illegals, and the question is, what are we going to do about it? The question is,
nothing.
What is
we're
going
to apologize to them, because apparently it's all our fault.
Yeah, right.
Stress of
yeah.
coming here and not being legal.
Yeah, lousy. 50 past the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Coming to a radio near you right now. I guess that's why you're going to be able to hear this unless you're listening on the internet or tune in or whatever it is. It's Tech Talk time now in the Good Day program. Greg Steffen is here, tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, with a focus on smartphones and Samsung. So we'll put those to music, Samsung and smartphones, in just a moment on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer relevant store normally. Staples.com/on budget and 720/15 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
All right, let's see that there's some good news here in the offing when it comes to technology, Mr. Stebbin. Samsung is working on a patent. Technology researchers say this could double smartphone battery life by adding silicon material over the battery's lithium ion layer. Jennifer's got her head wrapped around that. I'm not sure I understand all of that stuff. The battery is not expected to be ready until the next new smartphone from Samsung, which is, what, next year? When is Samsung up for a new one?
Well, I mean, in the smartphone world, that technically could be next week because there's new phones coming out all the time. But I would guess it's sometime in 2016.
Really?
Yeah.
Best Buy deepening its relationship with Samsung, announcing plans to add Samsung Open House mini shops, which will be dedicated to the brand's home appliances, going to add it to 200 stores by Christmas time this year. Samsung is becoming more of an important name here, it would appear. They warned yesterday that it would miss Wall Street's expectations for the second quarter, though. So how are these bits and pieces of information fitting together, Greg?
Well, one of the things that's happening is, you know, if we all pulled out our phones, we'd probably realize that we're not upgrading our phones as quickly as we have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if we are, we're not as enthusiastic about it as we used to be. Why? Because they're not getting that much better at this point.
I mean, how much can you improve these things?
Well,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, you can make them bigger. You can make them smaller. You can make them different shapes, and you can make them different colors. You can make them a little faster. Mm-hmm. You can make the battery a little better until something dramatic like what you talked about comes along. So this, what you talked about with the battery being able to double its power or its duration or its life is huge because it probably will motivate a lot of people to upgrade their phones. Whereas today, when new phones come out, iPhones being the exception, but even there, things are not what they were a few years ago. Most people, I think, have reached a state of smartphone fatigue. They're just, I have
too
one,
much.
It works, and I don't want to learn how to use a new one.
Yeah.
And that's not good for the smartphone business.
No, but somebody's going to come up with something. So Android versus, would you explain the difference? First of all, let's define Android.
Well, let's start with the iPhone because it's, you know, so universally known. It's an operating system created by Apple, integrated with all other Apple products like Apple computers and iPads, essentially the same as the iPad operating system. And you can only use the Apple operating system called iOS on an Apple device, and you can only get an Apple device that's been made by Apple.
Got it.
The Android world is much more like the Windows world. Anybody can make an Android phone, just like anybody can make a Windows PC.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, that's good. It's a more open platform. You have many, 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 many more people using Android devices than iPhones. But it also means that the ecosystem itself is a disaster and a mess.
Because
if you and I took out our phones, I believe you have a Samsung phone and I have
a
Samsung phone.
Yep.
And then we got someone else to pull out an LG phone or a Motorola phone or an HTC phone. Our phones all might work in subtle or dramatically different ways, even though they were built on the same operating system.
Really?
And so that makes it very hard to get everybody on the same new version or the new upgrade. It means that, you know, you ask me for advice and I can't very well give it to you without literally having your phone in your hand. And it just means that there's too many cooks in the kitchen. And so things don't work as smoothly as they do in the Apple world.
Huh. Isn't that interesting? Never thought about there are too many different pieces, whereas Apple controls all of it in its own way. That's an interesting way of understanding that reality. Okay, well, as usual, you have wowed us with your schmarts. Thank you. His name is Greg Stebbin from
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.